This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we begin this week with what really looks like the first real demonstration of what the Republican Party intends to do with the control of the White House, Senate, and House it achieved in 2016. The Senate showed off its health care plan last week, joining a different House version that's been kicking around since May. The president, after great interest in repealing Obamacare in his first 100 days, says he's now waiting for something to show up on his desk for him to sign, with a weekend to absorb what this Senate bill might do for or not do for millions of Americans. Lawmakers are starting to register their reactions, and unlike the weeks of Senate closed-door meetings, we're hearing a loud blowback from Republicans and Democrats. The steep cuts to Medicaid and tax breaks for wealthy Americans are being evaluated for a cost score by the Congressional Budget Office. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick says plenty of folks on Capitol Hill, though, aren't waiting for the price sticker to pile on their disapproval. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So lots of people, both sides of the aisle, ready to say, not for me.
That's already happening. Look, only one side of the aisle matters here, and that's the Republican side. These Senate rules, as you know, only require Republican votes, and that's all they're going to get. There won't be any Democrats signing onto this. So let's talk about the Republicans and Mitch McConnell's mission to get to 50 votes here. Now, he can only lose two Republican senators and still have Mike Pence, the vice president and president of the Senate, in his back pocket in order to pass this health care bill. It's starting to look tough. There are still deals to be made and amendments to be agreed to. But John, right now, there are already five Republican senators who've said publicly they don't like this bill to varying degrees. Rand Paul of Kentucky looks like he's a hard no. There are some other senators who say they are open to changes. But the problem here is that a lot of these senators aren't all on the same side. There are too many senators who don't like it, but some are really, really conservative. Some are moderates, and Mitch McConnell doesn't have margin for error. Now, the first thing that we're looking for as early as today, that CBO score that you mentioned, it's vital here. It's going to tell us not only the cost of the bill, it's going to tell us how many millions of Americans are likely to lose insurance over the 10-year life, the scorable life of this bill. That's going to be vital politically. It's going to be bad news for Mitch McConnell. The question is, how bad is the news and can he manage it? Here is Susan Collins. She's a moderate Republican senator from Maine. She was on ABC television over the weekend. I have two cuts for you to play for you here, John, talking about the anticipation of this score and some of her difficulties with this bill.
The CBO analysis quantifying the cuts and the impact is going to be so important.
So important to Susan Collins, and here's why.
I want to wait to see the CBO analysis, but I have very serious concerns about the bill.
Is it just spending that she's concerned about?
Susan Collins is mostly concerned about Medicaid. She's one of the senators, and she's not alone, who come from a state that has an aging population with pretty low income. The health care of people in her state is highly dependent on Medicaid. She has been critical not only of the rollback in the Medicaid expansion that's in this Senate bill, but also how Medicaid is funded in the out years. The Senate bill really slows down Medicaid funding to a point that over as the years pile up, John, amounts to a huge cut for the long-term life of Medicaid. Now, Mitch McConnell could solve that problem. He could go to Susan Collins and say, well, we'll tweak the formula for you and maybe for Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, who agrees with you, and give Medicaid some more money in the out years. That might make Susan Collins happy. But then there's a whole group of conservatives on the other side. I mentioned Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who would all turn around and say, that's big government. That's too much money. That's too much government spending. And then you might lose them off the other end. Here's Ron Johnson. He was on Meet the Press on NBC. He's come out against this bill much more strongly than a lot of people anticipated.
I have a hard time believing Wisconsin constituents or even myself will have enough time to properly evaluate this for me to vote for a motion to proceed. So I've been encouraging leadership, the White House, anybody I can talk to for quite some time, let's not rush this process. Let's have the integrity to show the American people right. What it is.
And I mean, is he really going to stick with this vote this way? I mean, there's so much confusion about exactly what the House version contains and what the Senate version contains. It seems to me a lot of lawmakers are just going to vote this through and wait till the 2018 campaign to really work out where the American people stand.
a lot may do that. And you're not wrong, John, because you saw a dynamic to that similar in the House, right? Lots and lots of scared, hemming and hawing Republicans who said, I'm uncomfortable. Then when it came to it, they voted for it. That could happen here, except that the margins are getting really, really broad. We don't know what's going to happen with side deals, with amendments over this week. You heard Ron Johnson there mention the motion to proceed. That's a little bit of proceduralism from him, but you really want to keep your eyes. It's likely to be on Wednesday. We're going to get that CBO score today. It's going to be vital. Like I said, it will be bad news. The question is how bad, and can Mitch McConnell claw his way back to a deal here after that CBO score comes out? Then Wednesday, you heard Ron Johnson mention the motion to proceed. Mitch McConnell also can only lose two senators, not on the bill itself, but on a vote to get the bill on the floor in the first place. Ron Johnson there is saying, I haven't had enough time to even look at the impact of this. My constituents haven't had enough time. We're moving too fast. We know that you want to get this done by July 4th, but I might not even vote to put this thing on the floor, which means Mitch McConnell would have to take this bill into a July 4th recess and a longer summer on a bill that's going to have pretty low public support. The longer you go on a bill where the public is calling senators' offices, the less chance it has of passing.
Well, that's one vote. But the Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price was selling the bill pretty strongly on Sunday for the administration. And he claims that the CBO isn't really going to show that lots and lots of people are going to be losing coverage. I guess the question is, will the CBO number reconcile with what Tom Price said on Sunday on CNN?
The system, the plan that we have would put in place would not allow individuals to fall through the cracks. We would not pull the rug out from under anybody. We would not have individuals lose coverage that they want for themselves and for their family. We want to make certain that health care is available to all Americans.
Is he talking about the Senate bill?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that he really is. You've seen quite a lot of this from Tom Price and from some other Republicans. They have said about attacking the integrity of the CBO because they know the score won't be on their side. As to the claim that individuals won't lose coverage, it is likely that the CBO score will directly contravene that statement. We don't know how many fewer people will have insurance under the Senate bill. It could be as high as 20 million. And there are lots and lots of analyses and tables and graphs you can go over online, John, to describe how costs, premiums, deductibles, and other costs for, say, a 60-year-old at 300% of poverty would go way up under the Senate bill. That's the policy that they've proposed here. And for Tom Price to say that individuals won't be affected, it isn't true.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You bet, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.